And as soon as, yep, looks like everybody's in. All right, I'm going to go ahead and start the meeting, Shelby. All right, so I will call to order the Washington State Boundary Review Board for King County. This is a regular meeting at 7 p.m. on July, 7:03 p.m. on July 11th, 2024. Happy New Year, everybody. We're holding this meeting Tuesday the 9th via Zoom, and I have an unstable connection on my internet, so hopefully I can hang in there. Oh, and I don't think we have anybody else join us. All right, so Shelby, I've called it to order. Would you like to go through the roll call, please?
Bob Cook?
Here.
Mary Lynn Evans?
Here.
Sandler Felt?
Here.
Marlon Gabber?
Here.
Jay Hamlin?
Here.
Ken Hearing?
I'm here.
Paul McCready?
Here.
Cheryl Shireman?
Here.
Stephen Toy?
Here.
Teresa Platon?
She's here.
She's there. She's just muted.
There. She just joined.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Thank you.
And then Cher's here. All right. We have a quorum, so that's great. Thank you. Is there anybody from the public who's here to wishes to address us on an item that's on our agenda? I see only those of us and then our esteemed attorney on board with us tonight. So I will. Going once, going twice. Okay, closed. All right, next up, the minutes from our meeting in December 14th, 2023. Everybody get a chance to look those over? Would anybody like to move to accept the minutes as presented?
Move to accept the minutes as presented.
Thank you, Mary Lynn. Second by whom?
I second.
Cheryl, gotcha. I'm watching now. That's a motion by Mary Lynn, second by Cheryl to accept the minutes as presented. Any discussion on the minutes?
This looks like y'all had a good time, but I won't vote because I wasn't there.
I'll let you abstain. How's that, Ken?
Perfect.
All right. So all in favor, say aye. Raise your hand. And then that's everybody except Ken, and you're going to abstain, right?
Correct.
And nobody says a no. Okay, so that's whatever that is, Shelby. You get the number. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. All right, next up, administration, chair's report. This could be brief. I gave a fun little speech that I prepared at our annual meeting or annual dinner last month. It was fun to put that together and go back and look at all the highlights of things that we've accomplished over this year. But I just want to reflect and say, you know, it's been a joy for me to be in this role with a group of people that are as dedicated and knowledgeable about what they're doing and what we do as a board, as you all are. And it makes my job that much easier as your chair to do. And so, you know, Bob Cook and I were talking the other day and he's like, hey, you did a nice job. I'm like, well, everybody did a nice job because this is a really nice board. So, I don't really deserve all that credit, but I'll take a little portion of it because I like running meetings. But you guys have really made this an enjoyable year for me. So I just want to thank you all for all that you've done for this board. So, and especially all the newcomers and, you know, whatnot. So it's wonderful to have such a good group of people to work with. So thank you.
Thank you for your service.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
So next up, we have Shelby with her executive secretary's report.
Thank you. So I'm going to throw this right back at Hank and say thank you for such a wonderful year of being chair. I'll say this. You've just been a great boss to have this year. And I think we all can sort of understand a system with a boss that rotates every year is kind of different. And you have made it a wonderful experience this year as Chandler did last year. So I just want to thank you for that and for being there for me. And I know taking on and supervising an employee as a volunteer is a lot. So I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
And then just moving on, kind of looking to the year ahead, we will likely be canceling the February meeting. So just heads up to everybody on that. We've got several folks who are going to be out. We've got several of us who are going to Olympia for our legislative visit meeting at the end of January. So unless we need to meet because of an NOI, our plan is to cancel the February meeting. I will say there is a chance that that could happen because we do have one that's being worked on out of the city of Redmond. And unfortunately, they're a little bit behind the ball in that their council took action on this back in September. So they need to get their NOI finished. So we may need to do something in February, but if that can wait till March, I think that's our plan. So just a heads up to folks on that. The second item is that we're going to talk about this more in different areas of the agenda, but kind of our couple big projects, one small project and one larger project working on for the office. First is I've shared with you guys, or you all, that I am working on an annual report. So I continue to work on that. I want to publish it kind of in lieu of our February meeting. So if folks think of places you'd like me to send that, I'm happy to do so. I'll be sending it out to our regular contacts. We talk to folks at the county and the county council and such and post it on our website. But if you all have organizations you'd like me to share it with, please let me know. And I'll be working with the different committee chairs on the report on little sections. So I'll be sending you all some bullet points to think about and ideas of how we might talk about the work of y'all's committees. And then we'll do a chairs corner, and then we'll be doing a little upcoming 2024 chairs section. So don't worry about it. It's not going to be overwhelming. It's our first one. So we're going to start small, but I would like to start publishing something for the work we do. Mary Lynn, yes.
This is great. And I'm wondering if you could kind of summarize what you think you might be putting into it. I remember us asking also if you could kind of give us, the board, kind of a summary of what you do.
Yes.
So I don't know if this is the same thing.
Well, I'll put some information about what the office does, but I'm kind of taking inspiration. Jay did an awesome, he did a newsletter format for WSA BRB that highlighted the work of the different committees and the conference, and taking inspiration from that. That's kind of what I have in mind of format. But yes, happy to put in information about what we've done in the office, kind of the topics we've talked to folks about, things we've worked on. Happy to give a high level overview of that, and then also highlight the different NOIs that we had this year. Yes, Chandler.
In terms of recipients of the annual report, I'm wondering if the APA Legislative Committee or the APA Washington chapter might benefit from getting our annual report. There are occasionally people on the APA's Ledge Committee express interest in what the BRB and the BRB Association are doing. So it might be kind of fun to, you know, include them.
I can certainly post it on Basecamp. So yeah, we can send it over.
I think the association counties would definitely be interested in seeing it also.
I think that's a great idea.
And PSRC too, Shelby.
Okay. Yeah, I can send it to Paul.
And I would suggest Sound Cities Association.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Since some of us are representing cities.
Yeah. Yes. I have contacts with the Water and Sewer Association. I don't have contacts with the Fire Chiefs Association, Bob. I thought maybe we'd send it over there. Commissioner, sorry. The Chiefs have their own, I think.
they have their own agenda, too.
Yes, they do.
So working MRSC on that.
Also, municipal research.
Oh,
MRSC is also a good organization to keep informed.
I am somewhat obsessed with the MRSC, so I'm beat to set things over there.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Other things that I just also wanted to mention, and again, I said we were going to talk about some of these things later in the agenda, I think, today. We're also going to be working on our office procedures in the next few months and kind of have those chunked into three sections. So office financial procedures, which we'll talk about a little bit more. Our instructions to our filing agencies for our notices of intention. Those need to be updated. And those two sections, I think, have great, you know, would like a lot of input from you all, and we'll be bringing those to you for review. And then also we just have some general office procedures, which I think are more of the behind the scenes stuff than those two chunk areas. But those are also important. I had a really good conversation today with the clerk from the Snohomish County BRB, and she and I, you know, were talking about, you know, when we're going to think about getting somebody asking for a petition for review, you know, what is your procedure of how you check that it's 5% of registered voters? You know, who are you going to? Who are your contacts? What departments are you asking for data? You know, who, and she and I were just talking through what we might do in that situation. And that really pinged it for me that, okay, you know, we really need to formalize those into more of a manual format.
The association staff manual that might have some of that, but it's like, it's only a starting point for what you're wanting to do.
But there's
stuff there.
Oh, and I think that stuff is super valuable. I think our task is taking stuff like that and then drilling it down to at King County.
Yes.
You know, for this, I go to elections and my contact is X and their email is Y. If I need to go to assessor's office, my contact is this person, so that we're not scrambling when we get something going, okay, what do I do? Who do I talk to? So we had a really nice conversation about that. And I really appreciated the opportunity to talk with another clerk and see how they do things and find opportunities to do continuous improvement. And that's something I'd like to continue to do, both, you know, with Sonia and then also with our other clerk community. And that's my report.
Thank you, Shelby. Any further questions for Shelby? All right, now we move on to committee reports, and we're going to lead off with our budget committee. Jay?
Okay. Shelby, can you let me share a screen?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, so you can see that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is it large enough?
Yep.
Yes.
I'm going to do this fairly quickly, but I'm reporting on two meetings. One, the biannual budget meeting that we had on the 5th of December. That was just our sort of, I'm saying probably should hold this in mid-January since we get the final numbers for the year in the early part of January, but we held it early. That's fine. And then there was a compensation clarification discussion meeting that I had with myself, the steering chair, which is Bob Cook, President Hank, and the executive secretary on the 9th, which was Tuesday. So I'll talk about that just briefly too. So at the biannual budget meeting, we did a deeper dive. We talked about some of the numbers and where we were for the budget earlier, but I just put them in a table here. It's just easier to see. And I'm just highlighting the ones that we talked about and that had some kind of thing that needed talking about. And so we spent about a half hour talking about these things, but obviously I'll do it in less time, 2 minutes maybe. So the key budget items are listed over here that we talked about: the IT services, license fees, miscellaneous services, purchase, transportation, training, and travel subsistence, which we did not talk about, but that comes up in the discussion. I put this column called voucher here, and that's so that you can relate the voucher that we do each meeting, what that line item is. So when we code a meeting, it actually goes into license fees. And that's a line item, it rolls up. And there's a number, when you look at the voucher, there's a number on there, and that's the line item. A lot of times it has a C or a D, and that's a roll up. But so meetings are license fees. We had miscellaneous services, which is the third item on the voucher. But we realize now, Shelby had looked into that and realized that's probably not the right line item for that item. It really should be travel subsistence in state. And that's really sort of, think of that as hotels and meals and stuff that's usually outside of our local area, overnight kinds of things. We have purchase transportation, which is really our mileage, when we do mileage. And then there's training. That's done from the staff, or I guess actually it could be training for other people too that we take out of our budget. Just showing you, by the way, the top part here, we're right on track. We're at 47%. We're halfway through the budget, the 23-24 budget. So you'd expect us to be around 50. This is good. We've spent about $408,000, a little over $408,000 in our budget of almost 875. Mm-hmm. And then the line items that we highlighted were the ones, like, for example, IT services, we were running over. So we run over what the expectation, the 50% is the 72% over of what we expected to be. And that's really the line item. I'm just talking about it down here. We had a computer purchase that was done early in the year for Angelica. And then we had a few software licenses that were new. And so that shouldn't increase much more, because it was sort of the computer purchase was potentially just the one-time thing. Hopefully we don't have another computer purchase this year, but and you'll see the numbers, they're not huge. And so when you're 72% over, it's like $1,700 over, but that we can pick up on some other categories that we have. License fees of the meetings, that we highlight down here, that's really the board elected officials fee. And part of the reason for that is we carried over some numbers, we had the problem with the computer last year at the end of the year. So some of the money that we paid out in 2023 was really 2022 money it should have been, but it just didn't make it because of the computer issues. So it's a little high because we're spending some 2022 money there. Also, the fact that we're fully staffed, we've talked about that before. And so we weren't fully staffed necessarily earlier, and now we are. So it adds a little bit of extra to the license fees. And we'll talk about license fees a little bit more because it comes into play in the compensation discussion. Nothing really to worry about on the miscellaneous. The point that I was trying, miscellaneous and travel subsistence, this is the thing that Shelby realized we should have been probably, the voucher was built a long time ago. And the coding that's on the voucher was for this miscellaneous services. And so that's what we've been coding those hotel and meals to, and really should be this travel subsistence. So the nice thing is we're under budget on both of those. So it won't be too much of an issue, but we should see this travel subsistence increase more than we have been seeing it in the past, but it's okay. We're under running by 23%, so no problem. And the only other issue here to pay attention to is the training, and Shelby knows about this. I mean, we're almost reached our full 2-year budget for training. We know there's going to be additional training. We're going to overrun this budget. It's not a lot of money, as you can see. The budget was $1,800. So again, you know, maybe we end up overrunning it double. Maybe it's $1,800. That money is, we do have some additional funds in another GIS account that we haven't been using, and we most likely will be able to cover that without any problems. So that's sort of this whole upper part and what we talked about at the budget meeting. Any questions there? Mary Lynn?
Yeah, there's three things that look to be very similar. Maybe you can clarify them for me. purchase transportation, travel subsistence, and license fees.
Yes.
I thought in our voucher that we did have a section for travel, and I'm wondering what transportation we purchase.
So just to answer that, that is the mileage that we put in. This is the line item that King County has. It's called purchase transportation, but the mileage is a roll up to that. So it's a line item that we use for putting our mileage in that rolls up to the line item called purchase transportation.
Okay, should not somehow these is the license fee, the $13,856, inclusive of purchase transportation?
No. The license fees are the $50. It is the board elected officials fee. Okay. So again, it's sort of weird because we code to the board elections officials fee, but that rolls up into license fees. So when King County looks at the line item, they see license fees. When we look at it, we don't use any of the other roll-ups. We only use the one for board elected officials. So that's why I put meeting here, because that's our meetings and that's what it rolls up into, license fees.
And the travel subsistence in the state does not have anything to do with mileage. It has only to do with the hotel costs. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know that that's true. Shelby can answer that, I think, because I think it might be if we go to it. You're right that we have never coded mileage to this, what we called miscellaneous. But I think when we use travel subsistence, it may include mileage that's overnight mileage or that's out of our local area. Is that true, Shelby?
Yes. So the mileage, travel subsistence can contain mileage if it is the purpose of supporting overnight travel. So for, say, you did mileage to Puyallup because you went to the WSA DRB conference, it's going to be in that travel subsistence in state. If you have mileage just for a regular BRB meeting, it's going to be in transportation. And the purpose of that is so that we can say, how much does it cost to support us to go to the conference? Okay, it's easier to block it out that into travel subsistence than it is to go through all the times we paid mileage for anything.
That's a good point though, Mary Lynn, because we have not been doing that. And so this is a correction that we'll have to look into doing.
Yeah, so it's somewhat confusing, and it's, you know, as I hear you speak, I hear you saying, well, we do this for that and this for that, although it's not reflected, and I understand, and you know, they seem valid, but it's not reflected in those titles.
It's the King County. You have to blame King County.
It's less than confusing.
Yeah.
So maybe there could be under license fees, these are the things included.
Yeah. We could do that. The main thing that I wanted to point out, the budget, we talk about these line items, but I wanted to point these out so that you could relate them to the what we're coding the way we put them on our voucher, which is meetings, mileage, and miscellaneous is what it says today. That's the three ones we use. And even though it's a different name, that's what was so confusing to a lot of people. Yeah. So I'll probably do this more often, that you see a mapping. Mm-hmm. And so that when we talk about the line items in the budget, now you'll start to go license fees. Ah, yeah, that's the board right. fees, but you won't see board fees because it's a role. It's hidden.
Right. And when it says December, that means that's the cost, the roll up for 2020.
This was what we spent in December. We spent up to December for the year. For the full year, that's a full year. Yep.
Okay.
Well, 2023.
Yeah, that might be, that title might be clarified as well.
Yeah. I put this together about an hour ago, so I can do that.
So is that 122%? That's over?
That's over. Yeah. So if you look, you can see the 33 that we spent for 2023 is over that budget number.
What's the 72%?
I did make this confusing. So I just subtracted 50% from this because that's about where we should be. So I'm saying we're just over where I expected by 72%, but it's really unnecessary. You could just look at this. Okay, Chandler.
My questions are similar to Mary Lynn's. Mostly I'm puzzled by the term license fees.
Yeah.
Think of you know, the board fees as being a license. The thing that I assumed that was the office's license for use of the copier and computer applications and I would guess that the KCIT services are folded into those licenses too. So I guess my other question might help clarify this. Is this what gets reported to Jim Record of the budget office every year?
Yeah, so he sees
his line terms items. And not our terms, right?
That's right. They're King County terms.
Okay.
They're not our terms.
Then also
that's part of the reason I wanted to start showing this is because when we look at the budget, you see these terms and it was confusing for me for a long time too. Why is our meeting fee in the license fees? But that's the way that it's set up.
Okay.
And that's not something we can change.
And my status as a former King County budget employee doesn't help at all.
Any other questions? Okay, I'll go to the next thing. So then the next thing we talked about two other things. One was the biannual, at the biannual budget meeting, we talked about the committee meetings because this was added. The compensation added committee meetings to the ORPP. And so I'm just saying here, with the addition of the committee meetings, it was important for us to understand future budget forecasting because this wasn't in the budget originally. And it's okay because it's not a ton of money, but we just wanted to understand it. We also felt there needed to be some kind of policy and consistent procedure around compensation. It's been a little vague. We did some additional kinds of things that in the past that we probably sort of need to put aside and look at doing this a little more formally so that everybody's consistent and we can forecast things properly and there isn't a lot of confusion. So we were saying some people were putting in for committee meetings, some people weren't for compensation for the $50 fee. And people were confused about it. I was confused about it, and I wasn't the only person. I heard from at least two other people that were confused about what the reimbursement policy was. So in the budget meeting, we just decided that I would go ahead and meet, as I mentioned, with the steering committee, the president and executive secretary, which we did. And in that meeting, we had a discussion about the committee meetings, and we decided in that meeting, this was a discussion. This is not in concrete because it needs to go. It really needs to be vetted a little bit more. But at this point in time, we determined that committee meetings that are run by King County BRB committee chairs are reimbursable. So when we have a budget meeting and I'm drive the budget meeting, the people that are attending the budget meeting can get reimbursed $50 for that meeting, just like they can for a regular board meeting. And that's true of any committee meetings. But we also said prep time, this is one that was a little weird before, is not reimbursable. So we're not counting, you don't get to count prep time. That's just part of us volunteering and doing our job. And part of what the RCW says that you're reimbursed for a day or a major portion thereof, but we're saying, King County is saying, not other counties, monthly meetings, special meetings, public hearings, and committee meetings, they're not a full portion of a day. They're like an hour sometimes, or sometimes they're a full portion of a day or a full day, but sometimes they're not. That's okay. We think those meetings are important to the operation of the BRB, and we're wanting to make sure that King County BRB is making the point that you get compensated for that time because those meetings are important for the business. It's something we don't have to do via RCW, but that's something that the group has determined is worth compensating regardless of how much time you're spending on it. So monthly meetings, you put in a voucher. Special meetings, we haven't had any for a while, but a special meeting, you can put in a voucher. Public hearings, you can put in a voucher. Committee meetings, you can put in a voucher as if the committee meetings run by a King County BRB chair, a committee chair. No prep time. I think that makes it a little more consistent. Now, again, this isn't in concrete. If there's issues or we need to talk through some more thoughts of things that we haven't thought of, we have time to do that. But in the meantime, Shelby and I are going to work on some guidelines that are going to help sort of identify this. So for new members that come on, and hopefully that will be clear. And I will be doing that on non-compensated time. Smiley face. Mm-hmm. Any questions about that?
I have a couple, but they're very idiosyncratic, so I'll wait until.
That's great. Thank you. Yeah. And actually, that'd be great to talk to you about and make sure that we address those. And then the last thing is, I did do a digital voucher. One of the things I've been thinking about, I think I might have mentioned this, I've been thinking about this for actually a long time. Is there some way better to do this vouchering process than a piece of paper? I did create a proof of concept, which is an electronic voucher. I did a really early one with Steve Toy, played with it, and Chandler played with it. I asked them both to look at it. I've done a little more advanced one. It's, if you go to the website, brvvoucher.com, you would get to it. We're not going to talk, I'm not going to go to it now. It's a proof of concept. You could try it. You could enter something and see how it is. If you want to know more about how it works, you can type in help.brvvoucher.com. Mm-hmm. And it's there to play around with. Like I said here, we're not sure if this will be used or when. It's more of a test right now just to see if it's useful and practical. And you could play with it and see if like, would I use this or not? But it's just a thought. Anyway, Chandler.
I would think that you would want to talk at some length with Angelica about, a shift to electronic vouchers, because that's pretty much her bailiwick is dealing with those, right?
Absolutely. Angelica enters into that equation for sure.
Thank you.
Angelica enters into that equation. She's on vacation this week. I will say, and we'll send this out via email, Angelica and I are going to be working on our office procedures, as I mentioned. And again, I can remind folks via email, when you send in vouchers via email, can you please include me on that also? I know most of you do anyways, but make sure that you're sending it to her and I, so that we can make sure that we are checking them all in and everybody's getting paid, and that we can troubleshoot any issues that we may experience.
Okay, I think that's it. I saw Bob, the comma between license and fees. Unfortunately, it's a King Candy label, so it's not ours to put an and percent on. And then I could do the code. I absolutely could put the code on, Ken. All right, I'm done. Sorry, it took longer than I thought.
You did good. Thank you. All right, next up, let's go find where we are. Legislative Committee, Mary Lynn. You got to unmute.
Hopefully my dog will cooperate here. There are a couple of things that I wanted to talk with you all about. Chandler will have more to say about the Washington State Boundary Review Board on a state level and our APA involvement. There's only one bill that I have as being an APA representative, a BRB representative to APA, that I think is worth our following. And APA is really taking quite an active role in getting it revised. And I'll let him talk about that. And I think it's appropriate that they do it. My proposal to you is to find out tomorrow where they are on that bill in particular, and to send you an email to update you on it. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is, when we go to the legislature at the end of January, we representatives can represent King County. We can go as part of a King County person, just like we go and talk to them as part of, they're in their legislative district. So if the board has anything that they like us to bring up, I think we should talk a little bit about that. And I'd like to have a little meeting with Shelby and the steering committee, if that's possible, to see if you have any issues that you'd like us to bring up in particular, not state issues, but any issues that we might have between the that the county might be interested in. So your thoughts on that?
I see Jay's got his, oh, he's giving us a thumbs up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And then Marilyn, if you wanna, if you have written information, if you just wanna send that to me, and then I can send that out to everyone.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Welcome. Do you wanna share now, Chandler, what's going on with the state board?
Sure. Marilyn, thank you for reporting on it from a King County BRB perspective. Since I chair the statewide WSA BRB Legislative Committee, I'm really busy now, and it's a pretty intense time. The legislative session for 2024 started this Monday, 3 days ago, and it started with a bang, with a couple of hundred bills being pre-filed in December before the session even started. And on the first 3 days, you know, it must be hundreds more bills that that got introduced. Even though this is a short session and the legislature normally would not be dealing with a whole lot of new initiatives in an even numbered short session year, but it is looking to be pretty intense, and intense for our statewide legislative committee of about 12 people from quite a few counties. Marilyn mentioned a couple of bills. There is one that was pre-filed by a senator from Northeastern Washington. Or wait a minute. I take that back. Never mind that. There was one that was pre-filed that pretty directly will affect BRBs. It's called Senate Bill 5885. It's a procedural housekeeping thing to modify the procedures that cities use in transmitting annexation data to the State Office of Financial Management. OFM has to, thank you, Shelby. OFM has to gather, compile, and report annexations every year to make sure that the revenues that come into the state, especially from property taxes, get distributed to the right jurisdictions. And if, Kent annexes a bunch of territory, the revenues have to shift from King County to Kent. There's been a bunch of procedures about filing reports in triplicate so they can be sent by snail mail to various departments. It's about time that be brought into the 21st century. So this this bill would change that to use of OFM's website as a database for annexation data. Sounds like a really good idea, and I'm not sure yet whether the committee will take a formal action to recommend approval of it or just monitor it. It looks pretty straightforward.
Would you speak to how this impacts boundary review boards?
It isn't direct, but it there's often been an uncertain relationship between cities, some cities in particular, and OFM in ensuring timely transmittal of boundary information and annexation information from the cities to OFM to the public. So just in the spirit of having good information out there and follow through from the NOIs that we receive that are, you know, that are completed, that do involve population, it's going to be better to have that in a modifiable database rather than on 20th century paper.
Yeah, some of us went through this. It's an arcane situation, but the cities sometimes blame us for the problem. And I don't know if you remember it, Bob and Steve, Steve Toy, you may remember it also. We had one city that put in for an annexation. We went through, completed all of our work and got the paperwork in. However, because the city waited until too late in the year, they missed an OFM deadline. OFM said you have to have your data in, let's say, by September. And their annexation didn't get initiated until August. So there was no way it could have gotten in by September. So that meant that that city had to wait for a full year in order to get its tax revenues that would have come in that annexation. And lots of times we've been blamed for that.
Wow.
I had a planner from a city whom we all know and love who said, you know, you kept us from getting, I don't know, however millions of dollars, and we needed that for our parks. So this is a really good way to get us out of that loop and get it taken care of where it belongs.
And this happens post what we would do.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. OFM has its own deadlines in order to get the money to the cities. And if the cities don't bring in their annexation proposals in a timely fashion, we can't get them out in time.
Well, there's another, we're not the last step in the county process before it goes to OFM. We're actually one step removed from the end. In King County, the final step is with the clerk of the King County Council, which insulates us even a little bit more. So the cities aren't providing that final documentation to us of their resolution or their ordinance. They need to actually send it over to the county council for filing and distribution, which I appreciate because, again, it keeps us from being sort of delaying anything.
Okay. Well, that was a good discussion on that one bill. I'll be very brief about the others that we're tracking because they less directly affect boundary review boards, but several of them are pretty important to the APA people and to planners, which include several of us here. There are several bills that would kind of compromise the integrity of the UGA around some cities in some counties. There's a bill that would allow reconfiguration of the UGA every year instead of every 10 years, pushing it out in one part of the territory. And that would be okay as long as you pull it back in, reducing it a similar amount in another part of the UGA. The planners at the APA Ledge Committee are pretty upset about that and wanting to make sure that there's amendments to the bill to make sure that any such reconfiguration is done in conjunction with the countywide planning policies part of the GMA, which involves all of the cities as well as the county. It's not just a county thing. There's a new new bills and some revived bills from 2023 that didn't make it all the way through the legislature that are cropping up each day. And our committee is meeting tomorrow. We'll be talking about some of those. And then the APA Ledge Committee meets at noon on Friday. And we'll take up some of those planning related bills. The other thing that the state ledge committee is focusing on is getting ready for the visit to the legislature that Mary Lynn mentioned. Several of us, 9 or 10 people this time, are planning to go to Olympia, hang out for a couple of days, and schedule meetings, very short meetings, with legislators. Last year, that is 2023, there were only 5 of us who met with about 30 legislators over a couple of days. It was very intense, with perhaps twice as many people this time. We hope it'll be a little less hectic, but last year's experience was really gratifying to be able to inform legislators about what BRBs are, what we do, and what's important in terms of logical boundaries and ensuring that all parties to annexations and other actions get heard. We'll also be updating the 2-page flyer that you saw last year, trying to make it a little livelier and appealing to the eye to be able to show to legislators and then email to them afterwards. So
I'd like to add that to the website when you're
done. Yeah.
Replace what's there.
We've had some delays in getting some proposals out there. I'm not sure make much more progress tomorrow, but.
No, at the end when you're done.
Yeah. It's right.
It's just good to put there because we can use it.
We'll probably finish it pretty close to the January 30th time for our visit.
No problem.
Other questions?
It's my bad. Thank you, Chandler, for.
It's also Nicholas of Snohomish County who has not been able to connect with you very well. So you haven't heard from him directly, have you? Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Chandler. Thanks for the discussion. Thank you, Mary Lynn, for your report as well. Next up, we're right back at you, Chandler, since you're the nominating.
No rest for the weary.
Hopefully, take a deep breath and let's go with the nominating committee report.
Okay. Let's see. I can report on the year's shortest meeting. The nominating committee consists of Bob Cook and Jay Hamlin and Ken Hearing and me, and then Hank as ex officio. We met in late November to try to determine who should be our chair elect for 2024 to be able to take over as chair of the King County BRB for 2025. In a very short meeting, the committee decided that the best candidate to be chair-elect was one Stephen Toy. Hmm. So Mr. Toy has graciously accepted the idea of being chair-elect for this year. And as chair of the nominating committee, I bring for the board's consideration selecting Steve Toy as our chair elect for 2024.
And that's the nomination by Chandler.
I second.
I second.
Thank you very much, Ken Herring, for seconding that. Steve, do you want to talk to the motion on the floor, Steve?
And you can't bow out.
You'd have to have the nominating committee meet again, right?
If that was that's the right. Case. Yeah, that's the whole reason.
Yeah. I am up for it again. It's been a few years since I was chair-elect and chair of the BRB, and I think it was 2016. So yeah, it's come around again. So I'm more than willing and able to put the time into it next year, and looking forward to it if this passes.
Oh, cool. Any further comments by the board? Anybody on the board? I will just say I like this process that we go through where we, you know, have the nominating committee meet and beat the bushes, try to get volunteers. I know I got tapped on the shoulder at one point in time and voluntold to step forward, that sort of thing. And I'm glad I did. And so I really like this process. So Chandler, thank you to you and your committee. Thank you to Chandler, who I think was he was instrumental in reaching out to Steve. And
thank you very much to Steve for graciously accepting.
Yeah. So without...
I move the nominations be closed.
They're closed. Okay. Are there any other discussion? All in favor of Steve Toy as what are we calling it again? As chair-elect for 2024, chair in 2025, raise your hands, please. I see everybody raising their hands. Perfect. It's unanimous, Steve. You're in. Hey. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
And good luck. You're also now the steering committee chairperson, as I recall as well, right, Shelby?
Correct. So you are the chair of the steering committee now, and you... will then become full chair in 2025.
Oh, and we get a clap from Teresa. Thank you, Teresa. Okay.
And Steve, do you want to vote or not? I didn't see your hand. You can vote or abstain. Up to you.
I'll abstain.
Okay. Wow. All right. I counted you as voting for yourself, and that's okay to do.
Okay.
Teresa, you have a... Okay, there you go. You're playing around with the... reactions.
I tried to clap, and now I don't know how to get rid of all these other things that are showing. So, yeah.
All right. I won't pay any attention to it.
Yeah, as I work on this, ignore this.
Which we just talked about committees, and that's a nice segue into our next topic, which is committee membership discussion and possible decision. And Shelby, I'll turn it over to you to kind of bring us up to speed on where we are with this. We're going to have obviously some changes with some folks moving around and whatnot.
Yes, so I'm going to share my screen. I sent out in your meeting packets both the committees as they exist today, and then this template that we need to fill out today and hopefully vote on to put our committees together for this coming year. So what we know. We know Bob, as our incoming chair, is going to be ex officio on all of our committees. We now know that Steve is going to be chairing the steering committee. But we are going to need to fill in the rest of these. And I believe, get a side-by-side going if we want to, if that's helpful. Let's see, there we go. Let's see if I can make this all happen. Okay. That's all right. I tell you I can make magic happen and then I don't.
Better than I would do.
Yeah.
This takes a little time, that's all.
Yeah.
Slower magic.
Okay, so we have got a few folks who are currently chairs. And can you see both screens now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I thought we might start off with, does anybody want, who is currently a chair of something, do we want to stay chair? So we have Mary Lynn as chair of the legislative committee. We've got Jay as chair of the budget committee. We know we're going to need a new chair of the personnel committee because Steve's going to be moving over to this chair of the steering committee and the vice chair, or sorry, not vice chair, chair elect. So we know we definitely need a new personnel committee chair. And then I was also, and Chandler, feel free to jump in if you don't agree, but I was also going to suggest a new nominating committee chair, because as you all heard, Chandler's also the chair of the State Association Legislative Committee, which is an awful lot of work for one person to chair both committees. So I was going to
appreciate that, because I do have my hands full, at least during the first third of the year, with state legislative committee work. If anyone is eager to become the nominating chair, which is not a huge job.
I was going to put that out there. First question, I guess I would say to Mary Lynn and to Jay, are you all wanting to continue on with your chairship of those two committees? Are you looking to move to something else? How do y'all feel about that?
As far as I'm concerned, I like being on the budget committee. I don't have to be the chair if someone else would like to be the chair, but I would like to be on the budget committee.
It's 8 o'clock.
I'm happy to be the chair if nobody else wants to do it.
It's all yours, pal.
And Chandler and I have kind of worked out a nice little relationship between his work and my work on the legislative committee. So he's going to stay on with the WSBRB chair. I would be happy to support by, you know, being the legislative committee chair for our group. I also like being on the steering committee, but I haven't been able to come to very many meetings, and I don't know, maybe we haven't had any. So if anybody else wants to be legislative chair, please have at it. But if not, then I'm happy to support.
That's all yours.
It's all yours, Mary Lynn. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mary Lynn. Thank you, Jay. On to the nominating committee. Do we have anybody who is willing to step up to chair the nominating committee? It mostly it meets as you all did this year, to talk about a chair-elect for the next upcoming year. So we'd be talking about chair-elect 2026. Also, if we have any openings on the board, the nominating committee gets put into action specifically when it comes to if we have any openings for our special purpose district representatives. As y'all have been through that, know there's an interview process, and then our board is the one that's making the final decision on that.
So this is going to be hard because, you know, Chandler and Bob, who've been on the committee, are now tied up. That leaves me or in a vacancy.
Jay, this Hank. I was thinking that that's something that I would be willing to take on.
Oh, there you go. Awesome.
And maybe we can get some different folks on there. Obviously, Bob's going to be busy. Chandler's busy. So other folks be thinking if that's a committee you'd like to participate in. Chandler, we had one short meeting. Yes, in 2022. I think I was on that committee.
Yeah, I'm happy to be on that committee in general. But if Hank chairs, that's great. I'll be on. Yeah. Then you can put my name on there.
I'll do
Thank
that.
You.
I filled,
Thank you, Hank.
I filled a vacancy on that committee as well as the personnel committee. So,
yeah, we got ideas for you, Ken. Already, don't just sit tight.
Shoot.
Okay.
That's all you get for missing a meeting.
So Shelby, you can put me on there as a member, like nominee if you want.
I will do that. But before we get to members,
okay. Yeah. Let's try to get here.
Let's move to the final chair position, which is the personnel committee. So the personnel committee, the couple things that they do if you haven't been on it before. The big one is doing my annual performance review. The personnel committee had to do this several times last year because we were in a unique situation where I had a probationary performance appraisal that was due and then an annual performance appraisal that was due. Now that I'm done with the probationary period, it's just an annual performance appraisal that you all need to meet in August annually to do that or to talk about it. And then the board votes on it, as you remember, in September. So that's the big project. But also, if we had any staff vacancies, for example, if I decide to buy a lotto ticket next week and I happen to win, y'all might have to be called into action to address a staff vacancy. But that is the other sort of big thing that the personnel committee also undertakes. So folks that have experience in managing staff or HR or folks maybe who have been in an executive role, such as a mayor.
Perhaps
a mayor.
Ken.
I will volunteer to chair the personnel committee.
Yay.
Wait, was that wired? Although Ken didn't know it.
I didn't know it.
Nicely done.
I've done a few of them already, but
yeah.
I will take that on.
The good news, Ken, is you did participate in this past one that we did with Shelby at the end of the year. And I'm sure there are others that are willing to help. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I did notice that Ken's name was missing under the personnel committee. So he was the...
I think Shelby grabbed it. Shelby grabbed it.
Okay, and he was also on the nominating committee as well.
Yeah. So, the one in the packet had him in there.
Okay. Had the wrong file open.
Yep.
It's corrected now.
That's okay.
So as far as membership goes on each of the specific committees, we can't have more than 5 members on any committee, but we can have up to 5 on any committee. Last year we had 5 on the legislative, and then we had 4 on each of the others.
Well, Shelby, let me clarify. By having your chairperson the board chair be ex officio, who can participate in all meetings, if that person, in this case it was me, if I was to participate in a legislative committee meeting, we would then violate the OPMA because we would have a majority of our board participating in a committee. So in an ideal world, we keep them to 4 because you're always going to have your chairperson as an ex officio who's participating in all the meetings.
That is an excellent point. So we'll have 4. Which means we need to, there's a couple that we're going to have to change regardless. Is anybody looking at the list and seeing changes that they want to make? Hank, are you thinking of ones you might want to be on other than nominating? Anyone?
Oh, I'd like to be on steering.
Okay.
If somebody else really wants that, they can have it, but I like it, so.
And you could put one more for me on the personnel. I'll just do personnel again.
Thank you, Jay.
And then I'm done. I got 3.
I'd like to stay on the budget committee and Jay, maybe it sounds like I'm following you around here, but I was thinking maybe personnel. Did I hear correctly that it's mostly just a commitment in August? Because that's actually
Yeah, you'd be great doing that.
Okay, because I have another board that I'm on, and we take hiatus in August, so that would actually work really nicely.
If you can't make all stuff, it's good.
Okay.
So Teresa on personnel.
Yeah. Thank you.
I would stay on steering committee. That's okay.
Okay.
I would like to continue on the legislative committee of King County, just by way of ensuring the coordination between the state committee and
it's sort of recursive. Like Chandler here, then there, and then Mary Lynn there, and then it's sort of cool, actually. I don't know. You guys got to like change hats. You need a hat that you can like shift.
That's good. I can arrange for that.
And okay. Cheryl, do you want to join the legislative committee?
Yes. I would like to stay on the legislative committee and on the budget committee. And if no one else wants personnel, I'd be happy to do that one also.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who else have we?
She just said she'd be on personnel. So the member for is Cheryl.
Yes, I just want to, before I put on a third, I want to make sure everybody's got on a committee.
Spreading it out.
Yes, so we need to hear from Gabby and Paul, or at least one.
I'll stay on the steering committee and the legislative committee, if that's okay.
Yeah.
I'll stay where I am.
Awesome.
Okay, so we've got a little bit more interest in legislative than we have spots. We've got Mary Lynn, Chandler, Cheryl, and I hear from Gabby and I hear from Paul.
If Gabby wants to be on, it's okay.
Okay. Okay. So does everybody have at least one committee they're on? I think we should here.
Ken just called me and said he's locked up. He wouldn't mind being on. Well, he's already on personnel. He's already chairing personnel. He said he wouldn't mind being on nominating committee again.
Okay.
And hopefully he's back and can fill in. I'm having a senior moment here that he's not back yet. But yeah, that puts him on two committees.
I can be on the nominating committee.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay. So that just leaves personnel and...
Gabby, you want to stay on budget?
Budget.
Gabby, I want to stay on budget.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Now you're full.
Cheryl, I remember, did you say you wanted personnel also?
If no one else wants it, I'm happy to take that.
Anybody else wanting it?
That would put you on three committees, Cheryl?
Uh-huh.
Maybe I can take the personnel committee slot, because by August, when it's most active, my committee is not doing an awful lot.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chandler.
Okay. Does everybody feel like they got on enough committees that they wanted? Does anybody?
No, we want more committees.
Does anybody
start making up new ones?
Feel stuck on a committee that they don't want to be on. That's okay too. Or they don't have the capacity to be on, which is also okay. Okay, so hearing nothing, this is what I would propose our committee structure be for 2024.
That was the most efficient that we've ever put one of these together. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we will need a motion to adopt this.
I was just going to say, would somebody like to make a motion to approve the standing committees for 2024? So I got her, awesome. Gabby moved it, and I think I saw Teresa raising her hand. So
yeah, I'll second it.
Thank you.
Okay.
And Ken, I got you on, what I get you on?
He's on like four committees.
You on nominating.
You're on committee. Four, Ken.
I need more.
I just gave you two. That's two. All. I'm trying to be nice here, Ken.
Two's good. Two's good.
Okay. Any further discussion? All on this? Let's see. Can I see everybody? All right. Well, all in favor, raise your hands, please, of the committees. Anybody oppose? Anybody abstain? Shelby, I think that's everybody.
Awesome.
I see you nodding. Perfect. All right. Oh, wow. This is my last official act as your chair.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going
to get your gavel so you can turn it over.
I don't have a gavel. I forgot it. I got a hammer somewhere around here, but I can't find it at the moment. So, yeah, Ken's looking for a gavel. Thank you, Ken. That really helps me out.
That's a little scary.
Yeah, it's medieval.
That's like a meat cleaver or something.
So I just want to say that, you know, in my last official act, Shelby canceled our February meeting, which is also Bob's official first act. So you're off to a great start, Bob, canceling your first meeting. I love it.
Well, as you know, it worked out very well for me because I'm not going to be here. And so if some of you recall, Hank last year was gone in his first meeting and I sat in for him. So Stephen, you have to schedule something for February of 2025 because it's a new tradition where the incoming chair is not here.
Yeah. Well, February 2024 cancellation isn't a done deal yet, right, Shelby?
Not a done deal yet. It's okay, likely it will happen, but we have to sort of wait for the city of Redmond to see what they're doing.
I'll call the mayor and tell her to drag her feet. All right. So welcome aboard, Bob. It's all yours. I don't remember how we did this last year, Chandler. I think you finished the meeting out, as I recall.
That's what you do.
Yeah. All right. So thank you, Jay. You've only done this 7 or 8 times.
Only a few.
All right. So that's the transition. Thank you. And I think we're going to have a great time with Bob Cook as our chair. So wonderful person.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Next up, new business. Shelby, anything in new business?
We don't have any currently any new business. Again, we're expecting a small city annexation from the city of Redmond to come in sometime soon. But that is what we have cooking currently, but it is not before us yet.
Okay. Is there anything else anybody wants to bring up for the good of the order?
Do I get some kind of immunity off of this thing now?
No.
Hank, you forget. You've already handed it over to Bob. You don't need to close. It's Bob's meeting now.
You just have to watch your step with our PMA expert here, Shelby, watching your every move.
All right. We're really delving off course here. So this is great. But anyways, thank you, everybody. Good meeting. And I want to echo something somebody said earlier about the committee meetings, the committee's formation. That was as easy, I think, as has ever done it. And at least in the years that I've been on this board, and I'm not that long tenured. So thank you, Shelby. And thanks to you all for stepping forward, taking things on, being willing to do the work that makes this board hum so nicely and makes those of us who lead it look really good. So that's much appreciated.
Thanks, Hank. You did a great job. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good job, Hank.
All right. Then I think we are adjourned, gentlemen and ladies. Stay warm. It's really cold out there.
Anybody have any snow? I got some snow out in front of my house.
Oh, yeah, plenty of snow. Get some rock salt out. Make sure you don't slip and fall. Be very, very careful.
Hail.
Yeah.
You had